It's Nordjork Arts 10th anniversary. Nordjork Arts is celebrating a decade filled with tremendous growth, strain, and success for the organization. With hundreds of programs produced, artists hired, partnerships formed, relationships built, and community members served. So, how did Nordjork Arts become what it is today? Join us as we talk to 10 of NYS most influential supporters to learn the story of our organization. We are so excited to share this milestone with you. Here, our host, Julian Carvajal.
So thank you so much, Claire Hopkinson, for accepting our invitation to be part of our podcast celebrating 10 years of existence. Actually, you are very involved in our origins, and I will be asking you some questions about it. Claire, can you tell us who you are?
My title is CEO and Director of Toronto Arts Council and Toronto Arts Foundation, the affiliate. And I've been doing this job for 16 years. Previous to that, I spent many, many years as a producer in theater, indie theater, running companies, and contemporary opera, where I spent a good bulk of my career commissioning new works in contemporary opera. I did some other things as well in between, but I started out as an actor.
Oh, interesting.
Loved being an actor. I loved it.
When was the last time that you were part of a play?
Before you were born. I think it was the early 80s.
Okay. Wow, that's super interesting. I had no idea. Sometimes, to be honest with you, I wonder, like, you know, like, I see you, I really admire you, Claire, like, you, I'm a huge fan of you. You know, sometimes I wonder, like, how is the life of the CEO of the Toronto Arts Council? And I just wanted to say, like, wow, I have huge and profound admiration for what you do. And thank you so much for all those years, you know, contributing a lot to the art sector in the city. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. And, you know, like you, trying to produce art and engage community in art and bring audiences and find the money to pay for it I will repeat that, you know, it's always such the challenge. You know, you're always balancing the desire to do more with the means to pay for it, and sometimes the means to pay for it is a huge challenge. So I think a lot of my career has been spent trying to solve the various challenges in front of arts artists and arts organizations. And that is why I gravitated to the Toronto Arts Council and Foundation as another platform, another space to try to solve some of those challenges, to connect artists and storytelling and new works to a larger audience. It's like an evolution in problem solving, if you like, or trying to deal with more of the systems and the specific challenge.
Yes, behind that role of being behind scenes and all those details that sometimes many people ignore, and myself as an arts administrator, you know, like all the details and all the things that we have to put together in order to run a show or a program or anything that we are engaging with. Claire, can you tell us your connection with Nordjork Arts and also the origin of the organization?
Well, yes. It's going back some 10 years now, isn't it?
Yes.
But it really started as a series of conversations between us and Councillor John Fillion, who really wanted to establish an arts organization, a local arts service organization in his ward. And he had some money to do it, which was kind of a bit of a miracle. But of course, and he was on our board from time to time. And at the foundation, we said we would be delighted to be the incubator. So we were able to take the money and put it in a reserved fund and then start to think of the ways that a community-led organization could be given its first feet. We were allowing the organization to evolve without being bogged down by all the governance issues, all the accounting issues, all the first need to find money, because a lot of energy sometimes gets spent in that and then the real work doesn't begin. So it was actually, I loved it so much. It was so enjoyable to be thinking through with community and then with Lila, the first executive director, how North York Arts could evolve. I absolutely loved that exercise. And also it was a part of the fulfillment. It was, you know, another part of the quest, the vision that I have for Creative City Block by Block, which is to provide access to the arts to neighborhoods across the entire city. And that North York Arts, of course, was going to be serving a very large area of this city. And what did that mean in terms of having one home in a place versus being part of and on the ground in many, many, many places? So it fit perfectly with the whole concept of Creative City, Block by Block, transformative power of the arts to residents of Toronto, so that everybody gets to enjoy and participate and benefits of transformative impact of arts activity.
Thank you, Claire. I have to confess that every time that I used to go to a TAC office, I used to take like all the brochures and flyers and all the stats because something that resonates with me a lot is something that you have mentioned over the years in your stats, art stats from the foundation, because I know you have been working very hard making sure people understand how important it is to invest in the art sector and to believe in the power of the arts. How do you feel about NYA's reaching its 10 years milestone?
Well, I'm very, very proud of the work that North York Arts has done and how it's become part of the fabric of the neighborhood and of the area. How in its early years it helped to humanize and bring community into a building, you know, the center, which had been a bit of a empty space for many, many, many years. I really am so pleased with the evolution of North York Arts. You know, it has become a leader in local arts service organizations, and I would say helped to redefine what is a local arts service organization. This hub, this enabler, this initiator and center for arts activity and enjoyment of arts. And of course, we did have many experimentations on the road, you know, in terms of where the home for North York Arts was going to be. There were buildings that it was supposed to be in, and that couldn't happen. So there was a lot of exploration of the identity and the location. And of course, because it is community-led, you know, it really is infused by community, it will evolve into ways that are appropriate to the community. But I do think of North York Arts as being a leader now.
Thank you, Claire. Why was it important for the Toronto Arts Foundation to incubate North York Arts?
So part of our vision, Creative City Block by Block, is to connect residents of Toronto, no matter where they are, in every single corner of the city, to the transformative power of the arts, not only for the beauty, not only for the joy, but because it's an essential ingredient in the functioning of our city. Our city is so diverse, and arts help to bring people together through music. You don't need to understand one particular language, or, you know, through dance. We bring community together, we foster understanding, we provide bridges in a very unique way. The arts does things that many other things cannot do. So North York Arts, in being a hub for artistic activity and connection, is perfectly suited to our vision of Creative City Block by Block.
Thank you, Claire. That reminds me of a wish that I will ask you soon about your wishes for the organization. But Melissa Foster, Interim Executive Director at North York Arts, mentioned that one of the wishes is to have a hub where we are able to bring programs and provide opportunities for artists to rehearse as well, because finding a space in the city. So if the Toronto Arts Foundation have some connections in North York, you know, we're looking for a space for the next 10 years of our existence coming up soon. So if you can keep an eye open, will be great. Claire, what are you hoping to see? I mean, this question is interesting because you are the visionary of the city, you know, like you are the person who is leading the art sector in Toronto. What are you hoping to see, or what do you know is going to happen soon in the art scene in the city?
So I would say I'm a chief advocate rather than, you know, that's really what my job is. And because the arts will evolve. And I guess I trust in the artist. You know, we're not a city department or even a strategic organization that would plot out where the art should be. We're responding to the visionary ideas of artists and arts organizations who are on the ground. And so what my wish for is to have sufficient funding to do that task, and to encourage and allow members of society to engage, to reduce the barriers in so many ways, to reduce the barriers to applying for funds, to reduce the barriers to engaging in collaboration and artistic participation. And currently, we're a very rapidly growing city without the taxation revenues that are required, sort of hemmed in by the province. I think we need to be a charter city. So we're competing with some other very, very critical services. But, you know, compared to other cities, we're really low in terms of arts funding. And we are the largest number of artists in the country live here and work here. And the arts are part of the DNA of this city. So my wish would be for both government money and for private money to support the brilliant work of our artists in making this one of the most wonderful cities to work and live in the world and visit.
Thank you for your wish as well for North York Arts. And yes, I think that we need more investment also from the corporations to be able to continue doing what artists are doing in general. Thank you, Claire, so much for providing us the opportunity to listen from you and all the beautiful stories that you have to share. I hope you can keep joining us in our celebration. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you, Julian. And thank you for all the work you're doing. And this was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, you can make your donations on our website or through canadahelps.ca.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on our social media and visit our website to learn more about our celebration. Until next time.